little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Yeah, 82.
Screw this heat. Damn it.
Okay, so
82. That's about 82 degrees cooler than it is in here.
It was 97 when I left work at 3 p.m. Screw you, and I'm on an island.
Okay, you know what? Every Friday for the last 2 weeks, my boss instituted a weekly team walk. Part of me wanted to be like, well, it's not my fault. Most of y'all are really that much out of shape. But, you know, since I'm in a leadership position, I can't just be saying no, go screw yourself. So, yeah. We wanted our team walk today. Yeah.
Okay. So, you wanted your team walk. How far is it? How many?
How many of them made it more than 3 steps?
They all made it. It just took them a hell of a lot longer than it took me.
So, how far did you guys walk?
About half a mile.
Okay. And they died?
They didn't die, but it took them a lot longer than me to finish.
But they died?
They didn't die, but I felt like, dude, I got back because our office is air conditioned, thank God. So yeah. I got back and it was like, oh man.
Sweet Jesus, yes.
Sweet Jesus.
That's okay. After about, the last 4 years or so, they finally fixed the air conditioners in my building.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I'm like,
took you long enough.
I'm like, right? It feels good in here now.
You know, I was still working there. I'd be like, which one of you don't I like right now? Okay, I need you to go check outside for carts every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Nah. You never know. There might be another cart.
Yeah.
And I would probably have you look at the all the way to the end of the complex.
Actually, everybody knows the number of carts we have, so even if we didn't, we know.
I'd hide them.
There you go.
Don't underestimate the evil I have.
Actually, walking to lunch and back, which is about 100 yards each way, in the heat about 2 o'clock today, well, actually wasn't so bad. I mean, yeah, you could feel the heat, but it wasn't quite as bad as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm kind of used to heat anyway, so.
I'm sure you get a lot of heat everywhere you go, Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just not the good kind. But anyways, all right, enough of this. Skin tool we're going to talk about this week. Well, I finally got a chance to play some more Dive Kick.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, when you should pick that game up. One hit kills, bro.
Yeah, dude, it's just tactics.
How much is it?
Right now it's on sale for $7.49 on Steam. Usually it's $9.99.
Yeah.
So $7.50.
Not bad.
Just buy it. It's 2 buttons.
Dive
and kick. That's it. One hit kills. You get one hit.
You're dead.
You're dead. So, it's a lot of fun. I started playing it online. I played about 10 matches. I think I won about 5 of them. So, for me, that's obviously horrible.
Yeah.
But, oddly enough, you know what? Some of them had a decent amount of lag, and I was kind of surprised about that.
What?
I mean, the game runs on GGPO, so it's netcode's supposed to be good. And I imagine, I mean, I don't know. I would figure that with so few variables that it shouldn't be that laggy, but felt laggy. And in a game like this where you have one hit kills,
yeah,
you can't have lag.
No.
One mistake, and you know, some you know, most games, like, it can cost you a match. Not literally, but almost literally.
Game over, man.
Here, it literally does cost you a match, because if you get hit once, you're dead.
Yeah.
Trust me, you think you're salty after you lose a close match for some dumb mistake? No, you're really salty if you get lag and you lose. It blows. That, especially if you get hit in the head, it counts as a headshot, and then you're dizzy at the beginning of the next round. So that makes it even worse.
Wow.
But I still have a lot of fun playing the game. It's so, like, tongue-in-cheek, such a parody of the fighting game community, so many different things.
It's a fun pun.
Like, every character has a story in story mode.
Yeah.
So
Uncle Sensei!
So I tried to play it through Mr. Enns. And
Mr. Mars.
And his story is that he rigs the brackets in some tournament. That's why Uncle Sensei loses.
Wow.
I wonder who Uncle Sensei is in real life.
Yeah.
Mr. N is Marn.
Yeah, so
of course.
Yeah, well, it could be. In that regard, I guess it could be different people. But it's fun. It's fun to play through the story mode, as stupid as it is. S Kill is the boss.
Seth Killian.
The thing is, if you use his character, you really can't start kicking until you hit Kick Factor, because when he dives, he teleports.
Which he does, yeah.
But so imagine like now if you could just keep teleporting and kicking, it'd be pretty hard to beat you. It'd be pretty stupid actually. Well, the boss has unlimited kick factor, so he just teleports all over the place and you just hope to God you kick him first. It's pretty frustrating.
Nice.
I must say. Actually, it depends on the character you're using. When I played the game as Kick, that was probably the hardest one. Hit Kick and Kung Pao were the hardest ones to use to beat the game. Jafeili and Dr. Scholes, really easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jafeili. Such fun. Let's see, besides that, what else have I played? Damn. A little more Charlie Murder. I think I'm about 70% done with that game.
How's that?
It's pretty good. Like I said, it's really similar to Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. So if you like that game, I really recommend you pick up Charlie Murder. It's only $10. You know, the story keeps is revealed to you little by little, so it's, you know, it's a nice break from the usual gameplay. So it's still it's good so far, and overall I recommend it so far. I know that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game came out this week.
But ooh, I still need to download that.
I haven't downloaded the demo yet. I want to download the demo.
I did.
How was it?
Don't waste your money.
I've been reading that it's not that great, too.
Oh my gosh, the camera angle was horrid.
So I've heard.
Yeah, I heard that it's like really close to you. Is that true?
It's really close to you, and if you go into the wrong spot, all of a sudden you can't see anything.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What's up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, guys? Why do you keep messing up? Why can't we just leave good enough?
When I saw that on the download list for new titles, I was like, all right, I gotta get this, and like started playing it. And it's like,
no,
what the hell? I gotta put this down. This is just lame.
Man, that blows. Thankfully, our old school fix can still be kind of satiated because next week is the Mickey game that came out in the Genesis. What the hell was it called? Castle of Illusion.
Ah,
that comes out next week.
When does DuckTales come out again, remember?
DuckTales comes out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's already out on PSN, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy it on PSN.
Right?
I'll wait.
Well, I'm going to get it on Xbox Live. Don't even worry about that. But still, I'm disappointed that I have to wait another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I would have rather have it this week, you know, than the damn Turtles game. I would have already picked... You know, I already would have picked up DuckTales. Are you kidding me, bro? No.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely a must-buy.
You got the update, right? For Xbox Live?
Yeah.
So you got your credits converted?
Yep. I currently have $45.
not too bad.
I buy a lot of stuff, so I'm actually pretty happy that I have $45.
Not too bad.
I buy a lot. A lot. I still have to finish Two Brothers. That cost me $15 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had to finish Charlie Murder. Cost me $10 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I have a backlog.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I haven't put Resident Evil in yet, but...
Yeah. I still haven't played Assassin's Creed 2. Or Dead Rising 2. Speaking of free games, they announced which ones are free next month.
Didn't they?
Yeah. First game is Magic the Gathering 2013.
I'll download it anyways.
Yeah, I know. And the second game is Rainbow Six Vegas.
Ah, not bad.
Yeah, but Rainbow Six Vegas is old!
I know, but still.
No! No! Yes! We have to get better games than this, damn it. PSN gets pretty good games every month. Why can't we?
I'm sure they're saving the best for last.
I hope so. I mean, if they're going to do old games like that, then just give us Assassin's Creed 1 so I can at least play that. I've never played one, so I would like to play the first one before I get to the second one.
You loopy bastard.
I'm just saying. I'll probably just wait until it goes on sale on the marketplace and get it for like $5 or something. If I even ever get a chance to catch up on my backlog.
Yeah.
That's if.
My beard is melting.
I'm melting right now.
We're all melting in here.
Yeah.
That's an excuse if it's a short show, but that's it for me.
Hey, up, Wayne. You know, for a fact, you...
So I've played a little bit of Halo 4.
No.
A little bit of Halo Reach.
No.
Actually, yeah, I played Halo Reach.
No.
Did you reach for it?
No.
No, but somebody tried to...
Never mind. Shut up, Wayne. No. No. That's a hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah, I made sure I got all my maps and everything updated for Halo and played a little bit of that. I did get the new map pack for Black Ops 2. Downloaded that, but I couldn't get any games going, so I, for whatever reason, the other night, probably because my internet sucks, but yeah, so I didn't play that. Played some more Defense Grid, of course, more Legends and G.I. Joe and Marvel Avengers Alliance.
Basically, all your check-in games.
Well,
that's what it is, dude. Don't even freaking lie about it. That's all it is.
He's playing the Marvel game on his computer, and he's playing
the Transformers game in his.
Yeah,
I know how this stuff works. Dude, I played Mafia Wars back in the MySpace days.
Oh my god, I love Mafia. No, Mafia Wars had on Facebook.
And you know what? You know what? Actually, I played it on Facebook too, just not as much. You know what it all is? It's all just mindless clicking.
By the way, the controls on Ninja Turtles. Pretty redundant.
What do you mean redundant?
It's basically
dive and kick.
No, that's just smart.
Almost. There's a little more to it, and it's just
okay. A four-way pad.
So your controls are, what was it? X to strike.
Uh-huh. Strike. Jump.
B to block.
Uh-huh.
Y to jump.
Y to jump.
Yeah, and then if you press up and the control trigger at the time, you can do special moves.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
It didn't really work that well.
No shit.
You would try to do one of the special moves or some of the advanced moves they give you as you progress, and you would end up just jumping. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Damn it! I was like, no!
All hope is lost.
I'm just disappointed because that's another game I was looking forward to, and now, no longer.
Oh, well.
Damn it.
Demo time.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's it for you, isn't it, Wayne?
More Fragger on the phone, too. But yeah, that's it.
Still failing at the game of life?
Yep.
I can't get around the board. I don't know why.
I'm telling you, there's something wrong with how you're rolling your dice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Alright.
But oh.
You suck.
Shut up, Wayne. Well, recently this week I haven't been playing a lot. I'm still trying to catch up on a few things. Still playing StarCraft 2, Heart of the Swarm. A lot of multiplayer, a lot of how can I say this? Yesterday we was playing with my friends online. I dropped 10 nuclear bombs on his base all at once.
Sweet. Mm.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, isn't it? Let's see, other than that, of course, Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 this past Monday at Salt Mines, which is typical. A lot of fun stuff going on over there. Other than that, no other old school games for me. And a lot of Counter-Strike.
I got okay.
Double Offense.
Nice.
Yep. Good game. Pick it up. It's only $15 on Steam.
Ah, man. You know what? I can't wait to get back to Salt Mines. I've been way too preoccupied with other stuff. I'm taking care of my mom, but once she's better, I can't wait to get back into playing more often because I do miss just the thrill of competition. It's just awesome. It just is. Oh, and by the way, I know that there's hotter places than this. We're in San Diego. Those of you who live in Arizona or wherever the hell of the desert you choose to make your house in.
New Mexico.
But you know what? It's hot for us.
If you don't live in it all the time, it gets worse when it does get hot.
Yeah. However, if you would like to visit, it's probably pretty cool for you.
It'd be nice and cool for you guys, literally speaking.
Yeah, but still, I'm hating life right now, so let's make this quick.
Why are you losing your other game, too?
I honestly, every time I just look over and I see Wayne, I just want to hit him more. It's the heat, bro.
Do it. Do it.
The heat is, like, making me just cranky.
Do it.
I might actually turn on the AC tonight. I'm cheap. I have fans all over the place, man, so I think I will turn on my air conditioning in my house.
I don't even have the option for AC, I just have fans.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the only type of fan you'll ever have.
Oh. This guy thinks he's funny.
I haven't told him funny. Or funny looking, I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, but never when you had your pants up.
Actually, when I've had him down, it's both. Actually, never mind. Anyways, no complaints. I have references. All right. Let's get to some news here. I mean, PAX is going on right now. I'm surprised I haven't heard more.
Oh, no.
No, nothing from PAX.
All right, here, let's go to the big one.
Nintendo 2D S.
Nintendo 2DS.
Just give me a freaking Game Boy Color. I'll be better with that.
I think, you know what? I think it makes sense.
What?
The 2DS.
Not everybody wants 3D.
Not everyone wants 3D. I don't.
No.
I don't care about it.
So is it going to look like the 3DS, or is it going to look like the Game Boy?
You haven't seen the pictures?
No, actually, I haven't.
Find it.
It's like, it's imagine a 3DS that doesn't fold. You had a Game Boy DS. You had a DS, didn't you?
Yeah.
Imagine a DS that doesn't fold.
Huh.
It doesn't fold. It just always stays... like, it's almost like a small tablet.
Like this?
Oh, yeah, like... yeah, can you guys see this? Okay, go...
okay,
I'm,
I get you.
I'm sure you've seen pictures of the 2DS, those of you who are listening. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of a 2DS. I don't like the idea that it's a unit doesn't close.
It looks like a freaking tablet.
It's way too big.
Yeah, try putting that in your
that's
pocket.
That's what she said.
Not to him.
I know.
but really, try putting that in your pocket. You can't.
There's no way.
So it's going to be $129, huh?
But, okay, here's Nintendo's reasoning. Because technically the 3DS, I'm sure you guys remember when people were like saying that the 3D kind of like hurts kids' eyes and crap. The 3DS actually says 8 and over.
Not 8 and below.
Nope, 8 and over. What if you have a 5, 6, whatever year old kid and you want to play those games?
You backhand them, say no.
No, you don't backhand the kids.
That's me. I'm joking.
At least not in the US. But yeah, like that's what the 2DS is made for. Younger kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm guessing it'll probably be more sturdy because they don't have to worry about some kid breaking the hinge when they try to open it all the way out.
Right.
So I get it in that regard and I see a need for it. I just wish for someone like me I could buy a 2DS that folded. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I do see a need for a 2DS and I think it's a smart idea. And I think they're going to sell a lot of them. That's just me.
Yeah.
That and it still plays all the DS games. So for those of you who are hating on the 2DS, unless it's for a valid reason, like, you know, you don't like the form factor, the market is there for 2DS because it's $129.
Well, it's $40 more for the 3DS, and you can turn the 3D off.
Yeah, but again...
you can fold it.
But for those who don't want to spend $180 on a portable system, they're smart. Because Sony just cut the price on the Vita.
Yep.
By $50.
By $50, and that's $200.
So I'm still not getting in.
I might eventually.
And the Wii U went down in price, too.
Yeah, it's going to.
Yeah.
But...
it'll be $50, right?
$200, and they're discontinuing the basic model. That's a big surprise there.
Yeah.
I'm upset about that because I wish I had the Zelda button they're releasing with the Zelda gamepad.
I think I might actually go for that.
Yeah, you should, and I hate
Jesse,
you.
Jesse, you should get that.
Yeah, they already have one.
Asshole!
That's why they were like, this blows, just like I did. But anyways, now for the holiday dollars, instead of just being like, well, for $20 more, instead of a 3DS, you can go for a Vita? No. You can go for a 2DS for $129.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
It's a great holiday strategy.
It's a great holiday ploy, period.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You kidding me? That and, like, I can imagine people at a GameStop be like, well, you have less of a possibility of your kid breaking it.
True.
Granted, they probably won't. They won't focus on that when they try to sell you the warranty, but it is true. No hinge means one less part they can break.
Yeah.
And in case they do break it, I'm pretty sure as a parent you would rather lose $130 than $180.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good move on their part. And then the Nintendo price drop, and with that in mind, they're really focusing on their major titles that are coming out, like Wind Waker HD,
mm-hmm,
Super Mario 3D World, the new Donkey Kong Country, I forgot what the hell it was. The new Zelda game for the 3DS.
Yeah, buddy.
That's...
Yeah.
It's so good. Sorry. It better be good. Damn it.
The Zelda game?
Yeah.
Come on. When's the last bad Zelda game you played?
It's kind of like in the same universe as A Link to the Past, so it has a lot to live up to.
I can't wait for that.
Yes.
So, it...
As in the Fallen Hero timeline. Oh, snap! You guys haven't gotten it yet. Please go grab The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Hyrule Historia. Sorry.
If you get that damn Zelda bundle, you get a digital version of Hyrule Historia.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But it's better to have the actual hardcover, like,
yeah, I know.
And
yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get and Mimi.
Yeah, but...
And everybody else.
Hey, shit. I think I'm just going to steal Wayne's. Nah, probably at some point. But anyway, see what else we have in the news that's notable.
Oh, we have an official voice for Rocket Raccoon? Bradley Cooper.
I like that guy.
I know, he's cool.
He does
cool.
Good stuff.
He does.
Hangover 1, 2, and 3.
He's done some other things.
Yeah, A-Team.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he also did Silver Linings Playbook or whatever the hell that is.
The Silver Linings Playbook. I heard it wasn't that great.
It's supposed to be chick flick from what I've heard.
My girlfriend told me it wasn't that great. It could have been that good.
Did you see that video that's going around? It's someone took a mashed up the scenes from the Avengers and actually synced it to the theme of the A-Team.
And actually, did it work?
It worked. And you know how they had those scenes where they would turn and look at you in the A-Team theme?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would stop with the name? It's perfect, spot on.
Damn. I'm going to look at that later.
Now I'm just waiting for what you said, but replace the music with Guile's theme.
I sent Jorge the link to the one where Chun-Li is kicking everybody's butt.
Oh yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah, look up that one, and also Blanca is a troll. Those videos are freaking hilarious.
Blanca's a troll.
It's so awesome.
We'll see if we can't link some of these onto our Facebook page for you.
Yeah,
oh,
they're freaking hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah, funny.
Indeed. See what else we have in news. Oh yeah, Microsoft announced Forza Rewards. I think it's a growing trend. Most free games on your phone, on your computer, whatever, usually have some type of system that rewards you for consistently coming back day after day, yep, playing, etc., etc. This is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Except the game isn't free.
Well, we're also waiting for Microsoft to update the actual Xbox Rewards program, too. That's going to be coming soon to see how that's going to change.
Yeah. The exciting part about Forza Rewards, though, is that it includes every Forza game.
Yeah.
So, even though I haven't played Forza in a while, I already have Tier 3 because I played a ton of Forza 3. And I played a little of Forza 4, a little bit of Forza Horizon. So the exciting part is that when Wayne gets Forza 5, he'll already have like a bunch of free crap.
Very likely.
And he'll get other free crap for just having played those games. So I think that's a good thing they're doing.
Which reminds me, I need to get back into Forza Horizon. I like that game.
It's alright. But that's pretty important, so I think that's going to be good. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of other games will probably follow that type of example. Don't be too surprised if you start seeing daily login bonuses and a bunch of other crap like that.
Wayne daily login. Wayne has the life.
I could just see that, you know.
What? Wayne has logged in. He has
you get
the life.
You get up an extra hour early just so you can sit there and go through your game library, toss it in, boot it up, toss it in, boot it up, toss it in, boot it up, toss it in, boot it up.
Oh, God, no. Oh, man.
That's going to be something funny.
Oh, wow. Man, that's going to blow if that actually happens.
Woo!
At that point, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm going to toss like my fist through that thing.
Sad thing is, you know, we knew we'd probably end up doing it anyway.
Only if I really cared about the game.
Well, yeah.
Like Wayne?
Which, I never care about the game that long to do that.
No, games like Call of Duty, we probably would be thinking, you know, me and Fidel would probably...
Yeah, you guys will. I won't.
For Street Fighter, you'd be doing it every day.
Oh, I would. Yeah. But the problem is because I know Capcom is so cheap on, like, customizations. What are they going to give me? Not much of anything. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as the news goes, there wasn't much else besides that, and I might just be skimming through it because I'm also burning my ass off and I want to get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't we all?
But, happy Labor Day weekend if you're celebrating it.
Don't drink, don't drive, please.
Don't drink and drive.
Probably just play video games the whole weekend. Well, it's going to be warmer in San Diego.
Or if you're going to drink, stay home.
There you go.
Don't be a dick. If you're going to drink, stay home. Or take a cab. Just say. But we'll have a lot more for you guys next week, I'm sure, because PAX is going on right now, so we'll have little details coming up. And of course, what else is coming up? I forgot, there was something else. Oh, Euroworld Expo is coming up at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
We're having our very own Byron go into that, so...
Dude, yo!
We are represented in multiple continents across the world. What up?
We are slowly taking over.
Little by little.
Yeah, no. Slowly but surely.
Although, eventually, when it comes time to take over Africa, we're sending Wayne.
Yeah, that's gonna go over well.
We'll send you to South Africa. Didn't say where in Africa, did I? You mean human being.
Hey, we can use them for bait for a great white shark, you know, the ones that fly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Where's Wayne? There he goes.
Dibs on Japan.
And another news, it's all but been confirmed. I mean, it's a lot of evidence is pointing to this, but we're very likely to see Dinobots in Transformers 4.
I'm waiting for that.
Woot! It's only
natural, smash. Wait, I'm not a Hulk.
Nope. But that'll be it for this week. Make sure you keep checking back on our Facebook page for a lot of geeky updates like every other time. Have a safe holiday weekend if you're getting the 3 days off, like me and Fidel are.
Woo! High five!
Yeah.
I go back on Monday.
Loser!
We still get paid, though.
Yep. But, again, enjoy, be safe, have fun. And until next time, keep checking back to bring you the future, 8 bits at a time.
Oh, God, it's hot!
See what I did there?